friends, this is Dr. Ralph Wilson with the Jesus Walk Bible Study Series. We're studying John's Gospel, A Discipleship Journey with Jesus. And this is Appendix 5, Signs in John's Gospel. One of the characteristic words for miracle or healing in John's Gospel is sign. The term miraculous signs, miracles, is the plural of semeion, a sign or distinguishing mark whereby something is known, sign, token, indication. Here, it's an event that is an indication or confirmation of intervention by transcendent powers, miracle, portent. For John, these wonders are not just miracles, but signs that point to who Jesus actually is. In the first such instance, the changing of water into wine, a sign had two functions. One, reveals his glory. Two, inspires faith. The miracles inspired faith in those who believe in them. But in his enemies, they inspired only a determination to eliminate him. Of course, this faith inspired by miracles isn't a mature faith and is sometimes fickle, but it is a beginning which will hopefully grow into a fuller faith based on who Jesus is. Towards the end of his gospel, John explains in chapter 20, verses 30 to 31, Jesus did many other miraculous signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not recorded in this book. But these are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in his name. Semeion is used in John a number of times. In the early part of his gospel, John numbers two of his signs, chapter 2, verse 11 and 4:54. If you were to number all the signs about which John gives considerable space, you could come up with seven signs. 1. Changing the water into wine. 2. Healing of the nobleman's son. 3. Healing at the pool of Bethesda. 4. Feeding the multitude. 5. Walking on the water. 6. Healing the man born blind. And 7. Raising Lazarus from the dead.